Hi there. Be blessed by the best. And the best comes from above, the Spirit of God. I know some people go to the psychologists, to the psychiatrists, they go to counselors, they go to many people trying to find help, but the help comes from above. Today I want to talk about the qualities, characteristics of the Holy Spirit. How many people go to college, school? They have many books, many tools. They study a lot because they want to be wise, intelligent. However, the scripture says, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon you." Once the Spirit of God rests upon you, you receive all you need. In one of our videos, we spoke about the helper. Remember? The helper that helps you through. That is the Holy Spirit. Now he says, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon you." Which spirit? The spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. We are not talking about seven spirits or many spirits. There are many demons. Many demons, the fallen angels. But the Holy Spirit is just one. They are not two, three, four spirits. The Holy Spirit is just one. But when he comes, he rests upon you. He gives you all that you need. Now let us go to food for thought. The food for thought today is the Spirit of God can do it all. The Spirit of God, where can you find wisdom and understanding at the same time? Counsel. Usually people go to others for advices, counsels. The Holy Spirit is your counselor. The Spirit of might or Spirit of power, he comes upon you. Knowledge and the fear of the Lord. The spirit of the fear of the Lord that comes upon you and also inside of you. The Holy Spirit comes like a packet. All that you need. Nothing you will miss. For now, you go to people, you go to internet, social media, because you want good remarks, you want to feel good. But I tell you, my friend, only the Holy Spirit inside of you makes you to be a different person. And he comes like a packet with all that you need. Let us pray. Let us now seek the Holy Spirit. Oh my God and my Father, God of the Bible, God Almighty, we pray to you right now and we ask you that your Spirit, Lord, may descend upon the life of this person to make this person new, a new person, a changed, transformed person. Lord Jesus Christ, enter this life, enter this body. Because when you come, you give us all that we need. We lack nothing. And many times, this person needs people's comments, opinions, approvals. But your spirit is the spirit that advises. You are the counselor. You are the power. You are the knowledge. You are the wisdom. And you put inside of us fear. Oh Lord, my God, enter this person's life. Make this person to be healed with thy power those who are feeling so weak. Lord, you strengthen this person. Those who are down, you lift this person right now. Those who are lost, you find this person because they are seeking you right now. Oh, my friend, receive the Lord's approval. Yes, he is the comforter, the counselor. You may lift your hands now and you yourself seek the Lord. Ask the Spirit of God, the seven manifestations, qualities of the Holy Spirit to come upon you. Go ahead. In the name of Jesus, now I say to you, receive the Holy Spirit. Even before the end of this 21 day, I say to you, receive the Holy Spirit. He embraces you, oh yes. He empowers you. Receive the Spirit of the Lord upon your heart, upon your soul. He embraces you. He empowers you. The Spirit the whole world cannot receive, you receive now inside of you. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Amen. The Lord is with you. The Lord is inside of you. He empowers you. Right now, breathe in and out. Amen. We are now closing this video, but I advise you, keep seeking the Holy Spirit. Keep worshiping the Lord. Do not stop. And tomorrow, we are going to have the fast, the day number 13th. Keep seeking the Holy Spirit. We are going to be together with one more video. For now, I say to you, just believe.